Item number 8, from the Comptroller, requesting authorization to reallocate approximately $5.8 million of unspent bonds to selected 2013 adopted capital improvement projects, adjust the 2013 corporate purpose bond issue, and work with the Treasurer's Office to establish separate accounts for all of the bond issues.
And we do have an amendment now that's been introduced. Do you have a copy of the amendment?
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead, Mr. Mansky.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, before you...
Could you just identify yourself for people?
Sure. Pamela Bryant, Capital Finance Manager, Comptroller's Office. In April, we were before you as a part of the carryover report indicating that the county had, at that time, $44 million in unspent bonds, and that those bonds needed to be either should have already been expended or needed to be expended in the near future. And we also mentioned that we would come back to you with what is now a two-phased approach, the first being that we met with departments. They have incurred some expenditures, and in some cases the bonds were lapsed, but that amount was reduced to about $36.9 million. And we met with the departments. We basically were saying to them, which projects are you going to be able to complete in 2013? And there's a list on page 8 of about $23.6 million of projects and bond amounts. Those are the projects that departments are saying they're going to be able to get done in 2013. So that leaves about $13.3 million. And there's a two-phase approach that we're recommending in order to expend the balance of those unspent bonds. The item before you is for $5.8 million of that $13.3 million to be allocated to the 2013 adopted budgets, projects that are financed with bond proceeds. And the reason why it's not the full $13.3 million is that some of those projects are not able to expend the bonds within 2013 or to show and demonstrate that the project is going to be implemented in a timely fashion. The remaining $7.5 million will be brought back to you in July cycle with a list of projects to allocate that $7.5 million. We're still in the process of meeting with departments. Some of those projects will be continuing projects. We'll also utilize the five-year plan. Obviously, the focus will be on 14 as potential candidates for financing those projects. And also, when we met with departments, there were some projects that have popped up that need to be addressed rather quickly, like bridges and things like that. So that will come before you in July. The other thing that was a part of this analysis was, as we're looking at the 2013 adopted budget to determine which projects can utilize these unspent bonds, we also looked at the actual 2013 projects and see if there was any issues where projects were being delayed or portions of the projects were being delayed. And there's actually three projects where we're making an adjustment on. One is the War Memorial. They communicated to us. They provided us with an updated construction schedule. And instead of the $2 million that was budgeted to be bonded for in the adopted budget, they're only going to use about $1.4, $1.5 million of that. So the balance, we're saying, we'll budget for that at another time just to avoid getting back into the situation where we're not complying with IRS rules. Then there's another project. I refer to it as EPA Phase 2 project for Estabrook Dam. There's $4.2 million appropriation for that project. $3 million of it is financed with sales tax revenue, $1.2 million in bonds. And when we met with the department, and I also had a conversation with the project leader from the DNR, they're not moving forward that project as expeditiously as they thought. And they said they were going to spend about a third of the project when we talked to the department. So right now, we're not going to bond for the 1.2 as a part of the 2013 bond issue. And then there's another project. It's a ground reservoir project that's related to the water utility issue that we're holding off on that as well. So the 2013 bond issue, we had started out with a not-to-exceed amount of $36.1 million. About $8.8 million of that will be taken off, $5.8 from the unspent bonds, and then $3 million from the projects that I just laid out. So you're down to about $26.7 million for the 2013 adopted budget. I want to stress that this analysis that the Comptroller's Office has done is really getting into compliance with the IRS rules. And this also is a symptom of an issue. We're still working with departments to determine why we're in a situation where we're not being able to expend the bonds. So hopefully we'll be able to work that out and come back with some suggestions other than the ones that are in this report, which is, one, we know we need to monitor more often. With some departments, we'll meet monthly, and in some departments, we'll meet every 2 months. And then we also realize, in order to track the bonds, we need to keep them separately. And so we're working with the Treasurer's Office to establish separate accounts so that we can do a better analysis on the bonds. And so that'll help us with the tracking of the bonds. So it's pretty much the overview. If there's any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Supervisor Lipscomb, did you want to explain your amendment?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Those of you who aren't familiar with this project are lucky to have not gone through some of the battles we had over this 3 years, more than 3 years ago. This is a project that has had extensive discussion from the board and previous county executives and veto overrides and just an inordinate amount of attention. And yet, despite all of that, the project has not substantially moved forward. It has moved forward, and the engineering has been done. It's been a lot of work in terms of coordinating with the state and feds on the cleanup. But I am, I'm obviously troubled by the fact that we have not made more progress. But that said, I think it, while the comptroller is appropriately protecting us in terms of the IRS and moving the funds, I agree with that. I think that it shouldn't be, it should not put this project unduly in jeopardy. And so what this would do is allow the protection relative to the transfer, but would also hold that expenditure authority would create the expenditure authority so that this project would remain viable. And quite frankly, we have a couple of immediate concerns. One would be that we have a lawsuit against us to get this. We need to get this project done, and not having the expenditure authority to do the project would put us backwards relative to that lawsuit. And also the expenditures that we've already incurred to date on the project I think it's about $500,000, if we weren't to pursue the project, would, I believe, be due in cash because they were paid with bonding. So I think there are a number of reasons why we should move forward with the amendment. I would appreciate members' support on that.
Did you make a motion?
I would make the motion on Amendment 1 to Item 8.
Okay. Sure. Supervisor
approval. Yes, I appreciate the supervisors doing. Maybe you want to work on something for 12 years and have people putting amendments against your stuff. No one's putting amendments against your stuff. I appreciate what you had to say, I guess to verify the cash idea here, to get a response from bond counsel and our comptroller on that idea. Are we put in jeopardy if we take this out now and would not look at the supervisor amendment? Would that put in jeopardy the eventual funding that we have an obligation to do? We did put the 4.2, was it?
No, so there. I'll let Comptroller explain the details, but just to make a distinction between this.
Right.
This is part of the $2.1 million that we approved in the 2010 budget.
Right, that's what I was asking about.
The money that everyone else is more familiar with that we did in the 2012 budget is really related to the sediment removal, which is a related project, but it's not the dam itself.
Okay. Did you still hear my question, though?
Mr. Mansky or Ms. Bryant?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, as the supervisor was saying, the 4.2 is really a different project. What was communicated to us from the department was that they, in terms of the project progressing, they only needed about a third of the funding. So that actually is actually the 2013 adopted budget that project is in. So what Supervisor Liscombe was referring to as part of the $2.1 million, that was a 2010 project. So they're really separate projects. So we're not going to bond for the $1.2 million in bonds that was for the 2013 adopted project, and that had the $3 million in sales tax. All we're doing there is just holding off those bonds so we don't end up in the same situation. What the supervisor is referring to is a $2.1 million project that has $1.6 remaining that was 2010 bonds and would need to be expended by the end of the year, and that's the complicating factor.
And what the purpose of this amendment does is that the first part of the amendment, what that does is establishes the budget authority for the 2010 project, because in essence we're kind of taking it away. By taking these bonds away, we're kind of taking it away.
Right.
So what this does is it reestablishes it and asks the Department of Administrative Services to create a fund transfer, in essence an appropriation transfer, to put that project back onto the books. The funding for that would be bonds, okay? But we're not planning to issue any bonds right now, but the funding for it would be bonds, but the appropriation authority would be there. The second part of it is that we would come back with a reimbursement resolution. As bondholders, as long as you have a resolution that's done before you expend any of the money that says, I plan to reimburse you for these with bond proceeds, as long as you have that resolution that's done there, then you can start spending the money, which means if all of a sudden they finish everything, you know, or what's holding up the project right now, and they finish that, and in December they can start spending that, but we don't have to have issued the bonds then. Okay, we can issue the bonds in 2014, we can issue the bonds in 2015 in order to pay for those costs. What that does is it gives some flexibility as to the point in time in which we do it. So we try to do a reimbursement agreement, which we don't want to hold anything up. We can issue the bonds later. And then the last point is that the Office of the Comptroller should determine the appropriate time to issue the general obligation bonds in order to fund the project. Because what we'll do is we'll look at the projects that are out there. We're trying not to go over the limits that, you know, the board has set for the total amount of capital. So if 14 is full with other projects and other things for purposes of the bond monies, we can, because of the reimbursement agreement, we can issue the bonds in 2015 for that. So we'll come back to you at the time when we feel that we're ready and that we feel that we can fit it in there. And, you know, we can talk with the county exec's office. This is the time that we want to do it. But what this just does is it reestablishes the budget authority for it. Second, allows us to reimburse if they want to begin the work, they can begin the work and they can get that part done for the 2010 project. Then the third part is we can then issue bonds in the future in order to pay the county back for any of those costs. Our hope would be is that the timing would work out. If they got approval in December, they do that work, and then in 2014, early in 2014, we would issue the bonds to reimburse. We wouldn't wait for a long time, but a reimbursement agreement allows you up to five years to do that.
Okay. That's much more information than I needed. But
so I take it from your explanation of this amendment that you had some part in crafting it?
Yes.
So you and you support this idea?
I support this idea, yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Fudge, do you have a position on this amendment?
Mr. Chairman and supervisors don't have any position. We'll certainly carry out the fund transfer if it's approved.
Just out of curiosity, and don't mean to get into a philosophical discussion, but why wouldn't you have a position on something like this? I mean, it sort of makes it our job easier, you know. If I mean, maybe this is brand new, this idea is new to you, you haven't seen it, if that's the reason, then that's fine. But, you know, it seems as though the administration sometimes doesn't offer many opinions to the committee. And then we do something, and then we find out it's not what the administration would prefer that we've done. And, you know, maybe we could work a lot better together. And again, this may be a bad example because you didn't know about this, but in the future, if there could be positions, it would be helpful. So I take it that you haven't seen this before today. Is that why you have no position at this point?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that's correct. And as far as the policy, the political position, DAS Fiscal doesn't take positions on that. So I would defer to a representative.
And that's a perfectly valid position. Ms. Colton, did you have something that you wanted to add or say if you were coming up?
I was just going to add that I'm just speaking to counsel.
Okay. Okay. That's a viable answer. I respect that. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb, and before him, Supervisor White, have worked on what needed to be done with respect to the dam. It's been an ongoing process, and I've tried to be supportive in as much as Estabrook Park is in my district. And when you ask that question, I'm thinking of all the many hours of debates and what we've had to deal with. So I'll leave it at that. Just give you the information that this has been a long process, sir. Thank you.
I'm
thank
sorry
you.
To not have been in here to participate. Supervisor Jersey.
The part in the report on the IRS rules for the bonds, basically you indicate that the county is complying with the requirement regarding investment rates since the investment rate is currently lower than the interest rate on the bonds. The county is not in compliance with the IRS rules regarding expending the bond proceeds with due diligence within 3 years. The concern I have is this week interest rates are going up, and I really think we're going to start to see interest rates going up, and I want to know how sensitive that is and how soon you might have to respond if you start to get out of compliance on the interest rate rules.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes, the reason why we're not out of compliance is mainly because you're not incurring any arbitrage because of those rates are so low. Your bond rates are also very low as well, so there'll be a little bit of time before those rates will kind of catch up. But once they do, yes, you would have an issue. You want to make sure that you don't incur arbitrage, because to the extent that you have exceeded that your rate on your bonds with the rate on the earnings, you have to pay that back to the IRS. The county did have some issues with that a number of years ago. And no, we do not want to go back to that. And we're hoping that by continuing to do the monitoring before we get to the earnings rates rising, we're hoping that we have a handle on it, because this is a much we're before you with a symptom of a problem. We need to take the time to speak with departments and find out what really is going on to then come back with some type of solution. And that may be a solution that DOS brings back, but the Comptroller's Office will continue to be involved because we're responsible for the debt.
Yeah, and I think ultimately part of the problem is the capacity within the county to do the work, to spend the money to do the projects. And I think that has to be looked at seriously. I'd rather hire some additional folks to do the work than to have to repay IRS because we've got arbitrage problems. So let's please look at that for budget. Thank you.
So we have a motion to approve Supervisor Lipscomb's amendment. Seeing no further discussion, would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Jersic?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
Now on the resolution as amended.
Move approval.
You have a question?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would it be proper protocol of this committee to suggest some type of report or audit to find out what are the things that are putting us in this position where capital projects are being delayed, so that by budget we can make some decisions to help remediate some of those problems?
I don't know how best to accomplish that. Maybe Mr. Manske has a suggestion, and it's a good idea, though. Go ahead, Mr. Manske.
I believe what you're seeing from this report is the process that we are doing in order to ensure that what Ms. Bryant and I have decided to do this year
is to more closely monitor projects and see how the spending is going in order to make sure that we're complying with the IRS rules. So what you're seeing is the fact of our Ms. Bryant is meeting with some groups, you know, on a monthly basis, some groups on a quarterly basis, you know, those who are managing the projects to make sure that they are spending the items on a timely basis and any issues that they're running into. That's what you're going to see as a result of, I think, when you get our report next month, because there are some projects that need to have more funds spent on them and sooner, so we're going to need to spend some of those funds. But that's our whole continuing process, but I think the fact would be is that we could get back to you with a report, you know, listing the current county projects that are outstanding, the status of where those projects are at right now, and, you know, really in terms of spending and meeting compliance. But that's our whole goal, and so we're kind of doing a catch-up right now with this whole bit. And what Pam is doing by the other work she's doing is trying to make sure that we don't bond for something that we know we're going to run into an issue right away with. So we'll continue to give you status reports. We can work with this committee on creating those status reports. I think that would be the best way that you could see those amounts. But that's prior to this process of what we are doing.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. I look forward to next month when we'll be able to dive into those reports.
Supervisor Drizik?
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying. And there's a lot of balls that you're juggling in the air. But, you know, I was concerned that we bond early enough so that we get as much money as possibly before those interest rates do go up. So there's that concern, too. But I do hope that your report will be specific as to departments. So, for example, if it's parks that's really having the problem spending money, that we can do something in budget to make sure they get more assistance to, you know, to do the oversight, to do the spending.
Thank you.
Okay. Take the roll on the motion to approve the resolution as amended.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved as amended.
Thank you.
Next item.